Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining the session. I know it's the last one probably before you guys all get ready to head out of here, but thanks for coming to Las Vegas first and foremost. Obviously, it's our job to fill hotel rooms in this city every day of the year, so you guys being here from wherever you've traveled from helps us do our job, so thanks for that. So as was mentioned, I'm Nick. I oversee digital for the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, so really, you guys probably all know us from the What Happens Here Stays Here TV commercials, and regardless of where you're from, you've probably seen those. So we're the organization behind that. I oversee all of the digital content, so online, web, email, social media, and in video, which is what we're going to kind of walk through here. I'll go through all of this in a lot more detail in the presentation, but What Happens Here Stays Here has always kind of been a traditional campaign. For 11 years since that campaign launched, it was a TV-only spot. And over the last year and a half, we've really looked at ways, knowing that the consumers are shifting away from television, they're spending more time online, they're spending more time with online video. How do we make that campaign really start to translate to the online world, when the whole idea of the campaign is that whatever happens here essentially stays here? And I think it's been a little shift, because we really want to show those only in Vegas moments that can happen in Las Vegas. They don't necessarily need to stay here, because we have learned that what happens here stays on Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram. So we really wanted to find a new way to start telling that narrative. So that's kind of what I'm going to walk you through today. You won't hear my voice all that much. I have a lot of videos, so hopefully that'll be a nice break here towards the end of the conference. But with that said, we'll walk right into it. So I touched on this a little bit. So who are we? We're the official destination marketing organization for Las Vegas and Southern Nevada. So we don't just represent here the city, we represent the municipalities of Laughlin, Boulder City, and Mesquite. For those of you who are from around here, you probably have heard of those. Otherwise, you may not have. Boulder City is where the Hoover Dam is. Mesquite has some great golf courses, and Laughlin's a cool town down in the river just south of here. Our organizational objective is to promote Las Vegas as the most desirable destination for both leisure and business travelers. So I think one of the differentiators for us, when you compare us to other destination marketing organizations, is we actually own and operate the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is the largest convention center in the United States. We host the events like CES and Magic, which is in town this week there. So a good deal of our responsibility is focused on filling that convention center. And we welcome a record 42.3 million visitors, 5.8 million convention delegates, and hosted 21,306 conventions in 2015 alone. And we hope to continue to see that growth in the future. So what happens here stays here. So I talked a lot about it being a very traditional focused campaign, a TV first campaign, and we're going to talk a lot about how we look to digitize that. But despite us moving more digitally first with this campaign, we also know that TV is still an important segment for a lot of the demographics who come to Las Vegas, particularly in the baby boomer segment. So before we go through that digital component, I wanted to show you our most recent TV spot, just so you can get a sense of what we do in the traditional space, and then I'll walk you through what the digital video components look like.
What's that say? We just got here.
It's our first time.
Hola, donde ir hoy, señoritas?
We don't know. We just got here. It's our first time.
So that was just an example of our traditional TV spot, and I thought it was important for me to kind of show you that before we started walking through the digital component. So we started What Happens Here Stays Here about 11 years ago, and it's really kind of carried through ever since. So now, as we move to the digital components of what we do, the content marketing framework that we work within, this is not exclusive to video only. It is a big piece of our consideration as we develop video content. We like to kind of fit that content into three pillars: hero, hub, and hygiene. Hero content's really the big pieces of content, the ones that are designed to make a really big splash, a huge awareness play. It's done on a larger scale with larger production budget, larger media budget. Those are things that we'll do, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a year. Hub content is really, it's regularly scheduled content. So it's high entertainment value. It's things that are more or less turnkey. Things that, you know, in Las Vegas, we're pretty fortunate. We have a lot of things happening in the city. We have a lot of opportunities to go out there and get exciting and interesting content. So those are things that are happening, you know, maybe once a month, twice a month. And then hygiene content is really evergreen content. So that's designed to showcase the day-to-day essence of the destination. So that can be anything from time lapse to drone footage of the strip, you know, just content that we can be out really every day collecting to put on our different marketing channels. So those are really the three buckets that we look to fill when we're talking about the creation of video content. So over the last 12 months, the LVCVA has developed 35 pieces of custom short form video content. Highlighting 28 of our resort partners here in Las Vegas and featuring 76 unique venues or attractions. So, you know, when I kicked this off, I said, you know, as we moved away from that traditional what happens here stays here focus where it was TV only, we really decided to go all in on the creation of video content that tied back to the campaign. So these videos have garnered more than 7 million organic views across YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And the video strategy, aside from the Hero Hub and hygiene, is this idea of curate, collaborate, and create. So we know that this larger undertaking of video content is a strap on internal resources. There's expertise out there that exists that we didn't have on our team. So we needed to create a framework that allowed us to create some aspects of the new video strategy, but also to partner with a number of different companies or influencers to ensure that we're able to reach those goals that we had to create video content. So curate is really leveraging existing video content. So if you go on YouTube and you search Las Vegas, there's a lot of great videos and not so great videos of you know, people's experiences in the destination. So we wanted to take a look at those and see what we can then put onto our YouTube channel to ensure that we are the ultimate source for Las Vegas content. Collaborate is partnering with influencers, talent, or media companies to, you know, produce mutually beneficial content. So that's a lot of times that's, you know, us working with a company like Vice, who I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with, or you know, there's companies like Tastemades that help aggregate social media influencers, YouTube influencers, partnering with them to put the content not only on our YouTube and social media channels, our website, but also onto theirs to extend our reach, because we know that our reach is limited to those who follow us and whatever media we're able to put behind it. So we're always looking to partner with media companies and content creation companies in that respect. And then create, that piece of the framework is really just video content that we're creating in-house with our internal team and our internal resources. So this will all make a lot more sense as I start showing you what some of these videos look like, which is coming up here. So the first piece of hero content that I wanted to show you falls under that bucket of create, right? So EDM is a really important, electronic dance music is a really important vertical here for us in Las Vegas. If you guys are from here, you know that. If you're visiting here, I'm sure you've seen, you know, all the billboards and you've been to Hakkasan or Omnia or over at Wynn, you've been to one of the nightclubs there, and it really is a driver of visitation to the destination. You know, so especially around EDC weekend. So I'm sure all of you guys have heard of Electric Daisy Carnival, which attracts 100,000 people here out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway over the course of a weekend. So we thought up an idea to really play into that vertical, to really take advantage of EDC week, and we partnered with a top-tier DJ, Cruella. It's a girl group. They perform at Hakkasan. And we wanted to put them in an elevator and see what would happen if we surprised some of their fans. So here, go ahead and watch this.
Step right up! Where are you going? Going with us!
So that was a video that we created in partnership with Cruella, obviously, with MGM Grand and Hakkasan, which is the nightclub there. Partnerships are really key to making that happen, as you can imagine, working with talent and licensing music and taking over an elevator in one of the world's largest hotels is never easy, but that was really shot with GoPros that were mounted into the elevator, some editing, and that was really it. We did some social media listening to identify fans that were checking into the hotel that weekend. MGM has a lobby wall that invites people as they're checking in to start, you know, tweeting and saying what they're excited about during their trip. So we monitored that throughout the day, found the people who either followed Cruella or followed other EDM music artists, and then kind of asked them to, you know, we were going to give them tickets or do different things for them to make their experience better. And then they showed up in the elevator and there was Cruella. So it was a really cool experience for the fans. It got tremendous pickup in the PR media too, being EDC week. So we got the added benefit of that. A lot of the music and EDM blogs and publications picked it up. So when you talk about production resources, it was GoPros and some editing and partnerships. So I know sometimes when we show these videos at different events, people are like, this must have cost you $1 million to produce. And, you know, it really didn't. It was the partnerships, the time involved in getting our partners to the table and getting them to agree to it. But production value and production work was minimal for us on this. So the next one, this is actually one of my favorite ones that I'm going to show you here. It's a little bit longer. It's actually a 30-minute video. I'm not showing you all 30 minutes. It's cut down to about two and a half minutes. So hopefully you'll like this one. But so, you know, I talk about EDM being a key vertical for us in the destination. Music in general is, if you think about the music festivals that have started to come into town with Life is Beautiful, which is a big event that happens downtown, Brooklyn Bowl, which opened up here at the Link to bring in sort of that live entertainment. The Cosmopolitan does a great job bringing in live entertainment. We know how important music is to the destination. MGM's building an arena across the street for 20,000 people. So we're always looking to tie back music to the destination. So sticking kind of with that whole surprise and delight mentality, this is outside of the Create bucket, which the last one was. This is in the Collaborate bucket. So we partnered with Sony Crackle, and the Imagine Dragons, who are from Las Vegas, to produce a pop-up concert in front of the Bellagio fountains. So I'll play this one. It's a little bit longer, but I think you'll like it.
Hi, I'm Robert Downey Jr., here to tell you about Playing It Forward. While some of you may recognize me from my day job, I am in fact also a musician of sorts. So some friends and I thought we might put our heads together and try to counteract the crisis with a bit of forward thinking. What if we enlisted the world's best recording artists to join in a series of unannounced street performances and donated $100,000 every time to an organization dedicated to preserving music programs in public schools? Playing It Forward seemed an appropriate name for our collective venture.
I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit. Ash and dust, oh, wipe my brow and I sweat my rest. Waking up, I feel it in my bones.
All right. It's gonna be fun, guys.
We're pulling in now.
Good. Yeah, let, just hang with me for a second. So.
Time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit, just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am? It's time to begin, isn't
it? We made it because literally Vegas was like, welcome to Vegas, come play our hotels. We played every lounge act you can think of in Vegas. We played Mandalay Bay, we played Caesar's Palace, and we played everywhere. We ended up getting to a point where they would let us just play tons of originals, and people would come out to see us play those original songs. And people would be visiting from all over the world, and they'd buy a CD and take it back home with them. Now that we tour, we'll meet people all the time who are like, I've been a fan for 6 years because I saw you at O'Shea's. We wouldn't be a band if it wasn't for Vegas.
Cool. So as you can imagine, when you compare this to the Corel Elevator, this obviously took a little bit more of an investment from our perspective. Obviously, it really helped. The Imagine Dragons were from Las Vegas. They actually came to us with this opportunity because they do love the city. They wanted to do something in the city that was impactful. We obviously have, as a destination, we have a media budget to support the city, and we invested a good percentage of our media into this. So we didn't just pay for the video. We obviously paid for placement on Sony's connected TV app, Crackle, some other places on the internet. But essentially, we got this video for free, and it was an addition to our media buy. So you can imagine the investment definitely was bigger, but we got the likes of Robert Downey Jr. and the Imagine Dragons and all of their support to make this a little bit bigger. So this is an example of that collaborate bucket where we look to media partners and influencers to help us tell our story. So this one is one that it's kind of near and dear to a lot of us because it's one that we had a lot of fun with. So I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen the Irish dad who famously filmed his trip in Las Vegas backwards on his GoPro because he didn't know how to use it. So we saw that video start trending and immediately reached out to his son and him and invited them out to Las Vegas for a redo. So 2 days after his video was released, we had him in the destination. We had him trained in filming a real experience on a GoPro. We then turned that video around 24 hours later. So in less than 4 days from the time that he posted his video, it began trending. We had him in Las Vegas, had a new video filmed, and had it released on our social media channels and a lot of press pickup. So I'm not going to show you the entire video. I'll show you a little cut of that just to refresh you for those of you who haven't seen it.
That's the view looking down. See? And there's facing west, and that's the setting sun. And there's the Wyndham over there. See that smaller one?
Over Ocean's 11 was filmed.
Thank you very much.
Heaven.
You gotta do the gondola, eh? Capiche?
thing.
I'm flying here! How you doing? Love you! Oh, it's so good, it makes me cry.
I'm going to go to bed, go to sleep, get up tomorrow, and do it all over again.
So the video is obviously a little bit longer, and I felt like I'd shown you a lot of videos already, so I wanted to spare you the entirety of it. I'm sure many of you have seen the original video, but go to our Las Vegas YouTube account to see the redo. So again, this is another example of a video that really, again, required very little in terms of cost for production. It was, again, right moment, right time, reaching out to a guy who was trending, bringing him out to the destination, and then obviously working with our partners. You know, we had to secure experiences for them essentially overnight. So MGM Resorts was a good partner. They hosted a number of experiences for Joseph and Evan when they came here. So this is another example of not too much cost in terms of production and or anything like that. But if you saw the end slide there, we got about $7 million in earned media. It received placement on the Associated Press and New York Times, all of those big sorts of publications. So big return for a little bit of investment there. So then the last bucket that we talked about in that Hero Hub and hygiene is hygiene content. I'm not going to show you any more videos, but these are just walk you through some of the examples of what we consider hygiene content. So this is us really taking a look at, you know, our social listening and seeing what are people asking about when they come to Las Vegas. They're asking, what are the best bars to go to downtown? Can I swim with dolphins or the sharks at Mandalay Bay or the Mirage? Where's the best places to get married in Las Vegas? So we decided to take a number of different approaches to answering those questions instead of with just, your normal text content or photo content. We wanted to create sort of a video library to be able to answer a lot of those general questions that we were getting. So there's a few examples up here. There's a lot more on our YouTube channel. We're even going at it from an international perspective. So the last video up there was a Brazil social media influencer from Brazil. She had like 2 million followers on YouTube, and she wanted to get married in Las Vegas. So we set up the experiences for her. She came to town. She got married, and it was a big success for us because we were, again, able to tap into her audience in Brazil and showcase, you know, how what the best ways are to get married in the destination. So influencers are really a big piece to what we do as well. You know, I talk about trying to lower costs and limit production costs for us as an organization. You know, inviting a social media influencer out here, if it's the right following and they have the kind of the right, they fall within the right vertical, it takes a lot of those production costs out from us. We really, you know, we have great partnerships here in town where we can put them up at a hotel at little to no cost, but bringing a really talented videographer out here who's a social media influencer who really wants to experience Las Vegas has been a really good, really great windfall for us in terms of lowering our costs to create video and photo content for that matter. So just to recap some of the things we talked about, the Hero Hub and hygiene, you know, really prioritizing 2 to 3 big pieces of content every year. Around 12 pieces of hub content, and then hygiene content that we can use every day, and then curate, collaborate, and create. So again, curating existing content that falls with that, you know, that aligns with us as a brand, with Las Vegas, collaborating with media partners and influencers, and then creating things on our own when we need to. Influencers and content partnerships definitely help in reducing the costs associated with creating this video. Creating video is not a cheap endeavor. I'm sure you guys have heard throughout the conference, we know that, you know, Facebook is limiting the reach that you have within your news feed. So obviously if you create a video and you want to distribute it on Facebook, it requires some media to reach the right people and reach an extended audience. So again, the more you can do to lower production costs, obviously, the more that you can then invest in media to ensure the right people are seeing it. And then, you know, short pieces of content. Almost everything that we do is about 60 to 90 seconds. So a lot of times it's even less than that. We've learned that that's the best performing. So we track all of the results of our videos based on 15, 30. 45 and 60 second views, and we always try to limit it to about 45 to 60 seconds. So I moved through that pretty quickly, but I'm ready for questions.
Thank you, Nick. First here.
Thank you, that was awesome. I work in the medical device space for people with diabetes. So I'm really interested in the influencer aspect of your talk. And in our space, like, we know who the celebrities are, we know who the top bloggers are. Mm-hmm. How do you find influencers that you don't know about yet?
Yeah, it's there's no really exact science to it. Yeah. So, you know, really what we do is I talk about the verticals that we have, right? So we have EDM and music, and we have food and luxury. So we have a team on our side that are really kind of just looking at different people who are out there. You know, we're looking at, you know, Mashable always releases a blog of like the top 10 influencers who do this, or the top 15 influencers who do that. So we start to look at them and see if they align with the destination. It's a super manual process, and we have an Excel document of tracking when we've reached out to them, kind of what their response was, and then we kind of keep a bank of them. So if we know we have like a new airline launching out of Memphis or Dallas or somewhere, we can then reach out to an influencer we know from Dallas and bring them out. So it is really manual, but it's also really rewarding once you get them out here and they produce something really, really great for you. So it's almost somebody's almost dedicated to it. Yeah. Not full time, but it's a part of their job description to curate influencers.
Great. Thank you.
If I could just add to that, there's a product out there called Tracker, spelled T-R-A-C-K-R. So full disclosure, I've done some work with them, but I have no financial interest in them, but you might want to take a look at them. They have a tool that actually helps you find influencers.
Yeah, and to add to that too, I should be fully transparent. So there's a lot of companies out there that will, they essentially are influencer management companies, right? So we've talked to a lot of them. And we've had great experience of reaching out to influencers and not having to pay a management fee to do it. But there are in some instances when we, you know, if it's a really campaign specific, if it's something that, you know, it's really easy for us to reach out to an influencer from Mexico and say, hey, do you want to come to Las Vegas for free and do all the best experiences? And I mean, I don't know who's going to say no to that. But if we're really focused on a campaign and we need them to meet specific criteria, like use certain hashtags and take so many pictures, so many photos of a certain property because of a partnership reason, we have used in one instance a social media an influencer management company to do that because we knew we had a lot more requirements than we typically would. So that's just to be fully transparent. It's not always kind of an organic free experience. We know that there's times when we have to go out and maybe pay a company to help us with that.
So with so many things that Vegas has to offer, I'm curious, like, what drives your content creation? For example, like, why Cruella and not rodeo guys? You know what I mean? Big groups. Is it group size? Is it timing? I mean, what drives that?
Yeah, we really do truly try to appeal to everybody. We have campaigns around NFR. So NFR is a big rodeo event that happens here in Las Vegas. It's actually... if you come here during that time, MGM, Mirage, a number of our hotels are almost converted into these kind of hubs of rodeo, country music, and they bring bulls into the hotels. And we create a lot of video content around that too. We put a GoPro on a bull this year during one of the competitions. So the challenge with Vegas is there's so much happening. There's every weekend there's something new, whether it's UFC or boxing or NFR or NASCAR. We're building this arena and maybe we'll get a professional sports team, but the NCAA tournament has three conference tournaments here. They now have a new kind of, not the NCAA championship tournament, but one of those sub-tournaments that come through here. We have NHL hockey has preseason here, and the NBA comes through here. So I guarantee you any weekend, any time of the year you come here, and there's probably just as much happening here as there is in any major city any day of the week. So it is a big challenge for us. EDM was a focus for us because LA is our number one drive market. It's our number one market in general, and we know a lot of the folks that are coming here from LA are really looking kind of for that last minute reason to come, right? It's Thursday, Friday. they're like, what am I going to do this weekend? It's really easy for them to get in their car and drive to Las Vegas. And we know that a lot of that demographic that's getting in their car and driving here is coming and they're going to the nightclubs. So that was really the reason why we decided to go big on the Cruella piece. But the Imagine Dragons appeals to another audience. We did a program with Savor, which is like a luxury food publication that appeals to like my parents and that generation. So we really do try to create content that spans generations, that spans all of these different verticals. Cruella was excited to work with us, and that's sort of the reason why that happened as quickly as it did. Same thing with the Imagine Dragons. So a lot of times it's almost luck. Like we reach out to people all the time. Hey, this is what we want to do. We'd love to work with you. And some are excited, some aren't. But we really do have a goal of touching all those different verticals and all those different generations with the content that we're creating.
I'm curious what your partnership strategy looks like, because it seems like you guys partner with some really big brands and even some like entertainment venues around here. Yeah. Do you have to pay them to use it? Do they pay you for exposure? Or is there some sort of mutual partnership where you know, you both kind of just use stuff for free there?
Yeah, and it depends. Every partnership definitely is very much different. We have, as an organization, we have really big partnerships with, like, we've had some with the UFC in the past. We have big partnership with the NHL. They have their awards here. But some of the partnerships that I listed here, like Sony, that was more of a media partnership. So we bought media with them. They produced this video and some other videos in exchange for that, and then we both own the rights to that. And in every case, it's always a little different, too. Some partnerships are willing to give us access to video rights in perpetuity. Some are willing to give it to us for a year. We always look to own that for a year minimum. With Cruella, that was a really organic partnership where everybody came to the table and we all thought it was a really awesome thing, but Cruella still only gave us access to the song that you heard in there for a year. So we can still use the video forever. We just have to change out the song that plays over top of it because we don't have rights to that music for longer than a year. So there's little nuances to everything that we do, but that's always a challenge, is trying to negotiate those terms with all the different partnerships that we have.
Thank you.
I wanted to know, when you create a video, what's your primary distribution method to get people to watch it? And
yeah, honestly, right now it's Facebook. We're doing a lot on Facebook. We're seeing actually better results on Facebook than pretty much any of the other platforms. So we do, you know, your standard pre-roll. We obviously put it on YouTube. We put it on Twitter. But when you really break down the metrics and look at, you know, the time spent with the video, the engagement rate with the video, Facebook has been the number one platform for us for almost a year now. We went into this thinking that we were really going to make a big splash on YouTube. We were going to grow our subscriber base. We were going to really focus on YouTube views. And as a surprise to us, a pleasant surprise, Facebook really provided a great platform. We have 1.4 million fans on Facebook, which helps, but you know, we all know that the reach into the news feed is down whether you have that many fans or not. So our media dollars have gone further, our organic reach has gone further on Facebook than any of the other channels we're distributing on.
Thank you.
Just to kind of piggyback on that one, so do you guys post most of your stuff native to Facebook and then also YouTube, or do you?
Yeah, we post natively on Facebook and then also natively on YouTube. Yep.
So Nick, here's my question. I'm sure you've seen the video. It's actually embedded in the video, and I'm drawing a blank on the gentleman's name who produces it, but it's been out for a couple of years, on the evolution of social media. And in that video, he says he has what happens in Vegas stays on, then he shows YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So did you guys react to that at all, or just ignore it?
Yeah, we ignored it. I mean, I think as an organization, we're kind of we're in flux, right? Because what happens here stays here is so different than what the digital world wants it to be. So really our focus with a lot of these videos is kind of creating those what happens here moments, but sharing them with the world. So, you know, the whole idea of what happens here stays here is you could be in an elevator with your favorite DJ and you wouldn't have to tell anybody, or you can, this Irish guy can come back to Vegas and get a chance at a redo and have an amazing experience and nobody really needed to know about it. But, you know, we want to show those only in Vegas moments. So it's a little bit of a shift, but, you know, what happens here does still stay here if you want it to.
No?
Cool. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, Nick.